from London, BBC Caribbean Report. The wife of Haiti's Consul of State says she was warned an attempt would be made on her husband's life. In the Dominican Republic, changes in the foreign exchange law have angered the tourist industry. And the governor of the Bank of Jamaica chides both foreign and local investors over their unwillingness to take risks. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Haitian workers are expected to support a one-day stoppage tomorrow in protest against yesterday's armed attack on a meeting of the country's Consul of State. The four gunmen, two of whom were wearing military uniforms, killed one union leader and wounded a council member and another person. Unconfirmed reports say five other people were shot dead elsewhere in Port-au-Prince. Witnesses say the gunmen who opened fire on the council meeting were seeking to kill Consul President Louis Roy, who was inside the building at the time of the attack. Earlier today, I spoke with Mr. Roy's wife, who revealed that she has been or had been given a sinister warning about a planned attempt to assassinate her husband.
Day before yesterday, I got a call from a lady that I don't know, and she said, I belong to the milieu. That means the Duvalieriste milieu. But she says, Madame, it's too heavy on my heart. I have to tell you that they have decided to kill your husband.